Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-T-M. Hey.
My wife Carla started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through, taking their debut. Yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a Maverick Tudor.
Woo.
With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr. Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
O-T-M-A.
Platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me.
finding all this, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Queens of the Internet Radio. I am your girl, Ronnie, a.k.a. the First Lady of GPT, holding down the Queens of Internet Radio with tonight. With me, I have my, what can I call him? He can't be my ride or die chick, so I'll just say he's my ride or die biker boy, Mr. Don EOTM Adams. He's holding down. Okay, that sounds a little bit better. Wow, I was like, that was scaring me. I was like, I can't do the that scares me. I don't like the echoes. I be thinking, I be sitting here looking around like, okay, is somebody else in here that I don't know about? Yeah, so not good. How are you, my biker boy?
I'm good. You know, I've been riding. You know, I was up in the mountains all weekend, so I'm good.
See, that ain't even right. What's the weather been like down there? Because it ain't been, you know, biker weather up here. Like, today might have been a good day, but other than that,
Well, you know what? You know, right in Sunnyland, Georgia, it was all right. I mean, you know, it was, most of it was 80, 90 degrees during the day. And, you know, the weather was clear. You know, like I said, got up there, I was able to punch it out, you know, get it up to 125 occasionally. You know, a few cops here there was waving at me, saying be careful. So it was all
right.
Good.
They waving. They were waving.
Hey, look, ain't no point in trying to catch me.
Right, right. Yeah, they were just putting out like, yeah, as soon as he stops, because he's going to need gas. As soon as he stops. Yeah.
What'd you do all weekend?
Well, you know what? Up here in D.C., you know, the cherry blossoms are always, you know, big and famous and all of that good stuff up here. So last weekend, me, my mother, and Jamal, we all went to the cherry blossom parade, the first time that Erica got to see the parade, even though she was scared of everything. It's funny to see a kid run some stuff, but
well,
it was really
cool. But you know what? You just did the magical thing for relationships. You confirmed. You put the man's name out there. You didn't just say me. You said me and Jamal. That's confirmation. You let the world know. I'm going to give you mad props. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, let's give Ronnie a hand. I ain't mad at you.
You know, you always got to do that. You got to show them because, you know, everybody, sometimes you just need to put it out there and let people know because, you know, you have those people. You saw me play Hate on Me. You have those people that hate, and, you know, I have no time for the drama at all.
No, that's right.
But the weekend was good. I can't complain. I'm excited because, you know, we got a good show, and, you know, I figured that, you know, we should have you on the show saying that we're talking to beautiful ladies because we know you like to be around beautiful ladies. And
You know,
it ain't no fun if it's a bunch of females talking to a bunch of gorgeous ladies. I mean, we could do it, but, you know, you got to always have that man in there. So, you know, we're gonna have a lot of fun. We got, for all of the listeners out there, we are holding down the show tonight with the director of the Miss and Mrs. Black Georgia USA pageant in Atlanta, Georgia. And we were so honored to actually have the Miss Black Georgia USA at our first annual Queens event that we had March 7th in Atlanta, Georgia, and Miss Ronell, and it was a pleasure to see her. It was a pleasure to hear her speak. She's a very awesome, awesome woman, and I'm just excited to get a chance to, you know, talk with the director because this is something that I truly love myself, being someone who has done pageants and know all of the stuff that they go through, the stuff that you deal with behind the curtains. You know, it's always nice to see all that glitz and glamour on TV, but people never realize all of the hair pulling that you do behind the stage. So I'm very, very excited to, you know, be able to talk with everybody tonight. And, you know, we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to, you know, do some good things with it, you know. How you feel about that, Dawn?
Hey, I think it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, when Miss Black Georgia was there, I mean, and you're right, she spoke so eloquently. She's a beautiful woman, you know, and her inner beauty, you know, really shined as well. I mean, you know, sometimes people can be, and no offense to anyone, can be beautiful on the outside, but not as well on the inside. And I'm going to be honest with y'all folks, you know, I keep it real. But Miss Black Georgia is a beautiful woman inside and out. I mean, she really is. Left a very good impression on me. So, and another thing, I'm very excited about being on here with all of you pretty ladies. Yes, sir.
I bet you are. Well, I want to get right into it because I know we have a lot of the contestants on tonight, so I'm really anxious to hear, you know, how they all got started. But what I wanted to do first was I wanted to bring on the woman who made it possible for us to, you know, even have Miss Ronell at the annual event that we had and who can actually, you know, shed some light on, you know, kind of what her day is like and how she got started. So with that, I want to welcome Miss Carletta on the show. Carletta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I have to make sure because I hate messing up people's names. I really do. I don't like it at all. We have with us our biker boy, Mr. Sex Man over there, Don EOTM Adams, who's holding down the show with me tonight. So he's going to chop it up. He can't wait to attack, you know, the ladies.
Well, good evening, Don.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Oh, yeah, make sure you send me a picture of him to my Facebook now.
Here you go.
Yes, sir.
So what I want to do first is, Carletta, I want you to let our listeners know, you know, who you are. I know we just said your name, but give them, you know, in depth of who you are, what you do, and then we can kind of dive into the segment.
Okay, well, I am not a traditional pageant girl. Got into pageantry as a way to build self-esteem, empowerment, and just really salute women of color who enjoy pageantry. And I myself found out why doing pageants, how uplifting it can be and very empowering for women. So I've been doing Miss Black Georgia USA in my SS since 2003. We started the Ms. Division, the MS, in 2006 as an outreach for older women who had aged out of the traditional pageantry system but still wanted to positively impact their community and still enjoy the things that pageantry is known for. So I am a trained educator. I taught middle school. I was a high school counselor and elementary school counselor, passionate about young people. I actually also worked for a few nonprofits, nonprofit management, and that's where I got the bulk of my experience in working with nonprofits as far as grant writing, fundraising, and creative thinking when it comes to funding. So that has been my foundation, and then I also work in theater and publication. So the process of putting together a pageant comes from being a part of a yearbook staff, a newspaper staff, and also doing theater. You just learn the nuts and bolts of what it takes to bring something together.
Wow. Like, good God. I thought I had a lot of titles, but goodness gracious. How do you even fit all of that business part?
I am just a producer. I make these happen. That's it. That's all in one. Everything's applicable in that phrase.
Wow. That's impressive.
It really is. So
quiet? Said, oh, my goodness.
I know. Don't get them started. You're going to regret it.
I'm impressed with that. I mean, I really am. I mean, you know, it just does me good. I mean, to hear a woman, and not to say that it's not possible, but to be, you know, in tune in the same conversation with a woman, you know, who's as active as you are. I mean, I enjoy that. I mean, that's one of my passions in life. And I enjoy being around anyone, male or female, who's as passionate as you are about what you are doing. I can hear the passion in your voice when you were talking.
Well, thank
you. You know, I'm very impressed with that. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, I am too. And I want to, you know, I'm going to dig in. I can't dig into all of those titles that you just gave. Because goodness gracious. But I want to talk about, you know, how you got started in, you know, the pageant. Like, have you ever competed in a pageant?
This is real quick and easy. I've done two pageants in my life. One was my high school. I was first runner-up for Miss Junior. And my second was the Cotillion. It's hosted by the Alphas. I'm from Macon, Georgia. And my sister didn't want to do it. So she decided she wasn't going to do it. And we'd already paid this money, so they forced me to do it. Now, how can she make a decision not to do it? But I had to. I still don't quite understand. My mother and I talk about it quite often. But she was able to say no, but I could not. So those are my pageantry experiences. And I was not the typical, like, makeup, hair done. I mean, I was jeans, T-shirt, and a ponytail. Like, catch me on a good day, I might have combed my hair, like, seriously. So
you really, you didn't blossom until later?
Oh, I blossomed. Oh, I was cute now. I just was not into.
She like, don't.
It's the extra, you know. So, I mean, I was cool, but my friend, Tia Brewer, she's actually in South Carolina, she's listening, she called me up, because she's in the pageantry. We've been friends since FBLA in high school and Girl Scouts. And she called me up like, listen, there's a great opportunity to do this pageant. I'm like, I don't do pageant. And she coerced me, beat me, convinced me to do it, and I've been hooked ever since. And I said, and really the thing for me, when I first did, I thought, okay, fine, we'll do this pageant. Okay, these women on stage walking around in dresses, woo-hoo. And my first pageant was cool. I enjoyed it. My second was where I really saw how really impactful and empowering it is to get on stage and how much courage that takes. While it is optional, you choose to do a pageant, it still takes some bit of self-awareness to be like, I can get up on this stage, I can do these things well, in front of people I do not know, and still look confident, poised, speak intelligently. It was really empowering for me to say, wow, if I can be a part of something like this, this is pretty cool. Because I'm about empowering, I believe in like self sufficiency, you know, being your own boss, a really big in entrepreneurship, and I feel like pageantry is just another level of being able to speak about something you're passionate about clearly to other people. And that's kind of why I stayed in it. It was one of those things where it wasn't about money, it wasn't about prestige, it was about giving these ladies a chance to elevate themselves with a title that would give them more access to anything else. So it's about a life-changing opportunity, and, you know, that's kind of where I got into it. But I'm not a – I mean, my contestants will tell you, I will come in some jeans and a T-shirt, no makeup, and, you know, I had a dress on last weekend. They were like, oh, my God, she has on a dress. But I'm going to show them out come May 1st. I already got it planned.
I can
get cute. It's just, you know, if it's optional, I'm shooting the other option. That's all. So.
So you're versatile.
Yes, thank you. I like that. Yes, I'm versatile. Yes. Mhm.
So you just so you
word.
Know, I'm here to help.
I appreciate that. I like that. I'm gonna use it. I'm versatile.
Versatile.
You can't pigeonhole me. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Versatile. I like that.
That's so nice. I always admire people who, you know, step into the pageantry era because, you like you said, I mean, it is something to where, you know, you can't be a shy person trying to do a pageant because it's never, you know, that cutthroat. You know, you have to be someone who don't mind having people look at you, you know, having, you know, your picture taken all the time, having to smile and wave. And I remember when I first did my pageant, you know, some years ago, long time ago, real long, long time ago, that, you know, one of the things that I, you know, focused on was I did a pageant with a bunch of Nigerians. And the pageant that I did was here in Washington, D.C., and it was interesting because I was, like, the only American, you know, and everybody else was from Nigeria. So it was me learning about the culture of all of these women, and it was like, you know, they were speaking to me in their language, gave me a name and everything, and ended up having me in the pageant. I didn't even know nothing about it, and I was a producer. Crazy. Mm-hmm. A little crazy, but it made me, you know, come back. You know, I started modeling and doing a whole bunch of other stuff, none of which I wanted to do because I didn't want my picture out there. I wanted to always be behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to like as a producer, so I can be behind the scenes. I don't have to come out at all. I get to just stand back here with my footboard. That was me.
I enjoy that myself. Mm-hmm.
But you know, you know what, ladies? I have a question if I could ask, and this is for either or both of you. But and I think that's a wonderful thing with all the empowerment. I mean, believe me, I am pro-African-American woman all the way. I love y'all. But when are we going to have a pageant for men? How about the Mr. Black Georgia USA or something?
We are having
line?
One, actually. You know,
okay.
That,
my two
directors, we are going to start the first Mr. Black at Mr. Black Georgia. It'll be in November of this year. We're actually in the process of getting the website set up now. So it's a teaser, you know, that is coming. So hopefully by the end of this month, first of next month, we'll have our site up. And then, of course, we'd love to come back and talk about that. And have Mr. Don on to maybe
get
involved.
Yeah, well, you know, I would love to be a part of the show. Now, the only thing is I'm not walking around in some Speedos and a swimsuit. I'm just not doing it.
See how you do.
That's it right there already. Got to have something.
I fell for it, Ronnie. I fell for it. I should have ignored the question. But now you can't be trusted. Yeah, you can't please.
Can we start over?
How do you want to start over? Yeah, when you do pageants, you got to do what you told. If they tell you to walk out in a Speedo, you got to walk out in a Speedo. You can't be like, I don't want to. You got to do it.
We don't do
Speedos.
It's actually really tailored to young men or men in general. We went to a male competition and really enjoyed it and decided to take it to the next level. So it's very appropriate. It's going to be fun, and the theme is a crown affair, like the Thomas Crown Affair, so kind of like James Bond type theme. So it's going to be really, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I would. You know what? In all fairness, if you seriously, if you do want my participation on any level, you know, get in touch with the producers, Ronnie or Carla B, and hey, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to participate, honestly.
Okay. I have to watch you, though. Okay.
And I'm going to make sure he remember that, too, because you know how men do. They always say, oh, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got too much.
You can play it back for him.
That's
no,
right.
You
Ronnie, no, remember the patented system is awesome. You know, I think that it gives women and young ladies a great opportunity to grow. And if nothing else, even if you don't win, you've done this wonderful thing, and now you know you can do even more wonderful things. It just plants a seed.
Wow, absolutely. Stick with
that
us 1 second. Oh, Ronnie, is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was going to take it.
I was going to take it to a fast commercial for us and then come back and give everybody a break and breathe it. But I didn't know, were you going to take any calls on the lines tonight at all?
Yes, I am, because we have the lovely, the five contestants who are competing.
Yay.
Call in. And I'm really interested to hear what they said. So we can take a quick commercial break and come right back, and then we'll bring them all on. That works
okay,
for me,
sounds...
So go ahead, do your thing, brother man. I said, that works for me, Don. Go ahead, do your thing, brother man.
All right, well, ladies, y'all stand by one, and I'm acting like Knight Rider tonight, so bear with me. So guess what? Here we go. Let's run it.
I'm just as real when I'm shaggy with a company and sound with y'all. Flip this one for your musical dick.
Welcome back, welcome back. Thank you, Don. That was a nice song. I like that song. I'm always cool with any nice song.
But you know what? I put it out there because I wanted everybody to know that you are my angel.
Oh, look at you. See that charm? You hear that, Carlotta? You hear the charm?
Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody to hear the charm. I just want everybody to hear the charm. As long as everybody hears it.
There was a message in the background on that.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. That's what's good about songs. Songs always help you deliver a message.
That is very
true. That's real talk. But do we have some other ladies that want to join in the conversation, from what I understand? Some other contestants? I am so excited about getting them on. Ladies, you are all unmuted. So shall we chime in order?
Okay.
All right, I'll call out the numbers. All right, 229-291, you're on the air.
Okay, hello, I'm Carla Hawkins from Albany, Georgia. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Let me find out you try to change your voice.
Change my voice. No, this is my radio voice. This is my radio voice. No, this is how I talk.
No. I'm talking about Mr. Don Adams over there. Don Adams.
Ronnie, what side are you on, Ronnie? What's going on here?
They're calling you out. They're calling you out.
How are you, Ms. Carla?
We're glad to have you.
We're glad to have you. Any comments on any of the things that we talked about so far?
Well, you know, it was very entertaining. I'm a real big fan of pageants, and I've had some prior experience in, and I disagree with everything Carlotta said as far as the empowering part of it, and how it's not so much about just showing off beauty. It's more inwardly and about meeting other beautiful people and joining forces to make a positive difference. So
powerful.
Well,
okay,
you know,
404. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One second, Dawn, because I have a question before we bring on everyone else. I have a question for Ms. Carla, because I'm sitting here, you know, I have everyone's platform, and, you
okay.
know, Ms. Carla's platform is very dear to me because I am a living donor. And
wow.
Listeners, for Ms. Carla Hawkins, her talent for the pageant for everybody is vocal, and I'm not going to ask you to sing because when I saw it, I was going to try and get you to sing, but, you know, I want you to save it. But donate life through organ and tissue donation, and I saw it when Carlotta first sent this to me. You know, I told my partner, Carla, I was like, okay, so, you know, she's already special to me because I'm a living donor. And
wow.
So I know a little bit about your platform and what made you choose that platform.
Well, I work for an organization called LifeLink of Georgia, and I'm their education specialist. So my job, which I don't consider it a job, but my mission every day is to get out in every door and open up every door that I can and educate the communities in Georgia, especially the African-American communities, on the importance of organ and tissue donation. So when I learned about this pageant and the platform came easy to me, I said, okay, this organization can hopefully open up more doors that I can't get to so I can do as much education as possible, because African-Americans are the main people who are in need of organ and tissue donation, but with the very least to sign up to become donors. So the numbers are going up on the list with us at the highest peak of the list, but yet we're not helping our sisters and brothers at that time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, I know me being in D.C., and I am a kidney donor. I donated my kidney to my stepdad in 99, and we were a 95% match. And at that point in 99, there were 20,000 people just in D.C., that we're waiting to receive kidney transplants.
Yeah.
That's not even
the
talking about
the main organ.
It is.
Well,
and
you know what? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, and I'm just curious now. I'm all right, let me ask you a question. You know what? If I had someone who was on a list and I wanted to donate a kidney, but I didn't necessarily want them to have to wait in line because, you know, the lines are so long, could I go to that person and say, hey, if I'm a match, I want to give you my kidney, and is that possible?
If you're a living donor and there is someone that you are a match for, your kidney can go to that particular person, like, while you're living, while they're living. If you pass away and you're an organ donor, your organs are going to go to the person who has the most critical need, who may die tomorrow if they don't receive that match kidney. And the kidney is the only organ out of all of the organs that has to come from someone of the same ethnic background. So because of how we eat, we end up, you know, with diabetes and high blood pressure, which leads to kidney failure, and then we're standing on a list or going to dialysis clinics trying to go through dialysis and waiting on a kidney. So, you know, if you're a living donor, you can donate a kidney to someone that you know who you are a match for, but upon, like, the point of when it's your time to go, that kidney is going to go to the person of the most critical need at the top of the list.
So even if I say, I want to give this to Jim over here, if someone has a higher need, Jim's going to have to wait.
Only if you're dead, but not if you're alive.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, because if I'm alive and I do know someone who needs a kidney, I have
no
issue.
You can go through testing and see if you are a match, you know, a positive tissue type match and same blood type. So there's testing you can do while you're living to help someone like that, you know, but once you're dead, the kidney has to go to the person at the top of the list.
Wow, that's
so
interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? And we have someone else on the line as well. That was interesting.
I just want to say to her real quickly that we're going to do a segment on organ and tissue donation, so I definitely want you to come back, and we're going to really build it up on that platform. So I definitely want you to come to that.
That would be great.
Well,
April is National Donate Life Month, so that would be great.
Ronnie, I can do it next week, Ronnie, if you want. I'm being straight up with you. That sounds serious enough to do it next week. I mean,
great.
We can do a show on that next. We can do the show on that next Tuesday, Ronnie. How about it? And we
I'm
have
ready.
Her back on.
I'm ready.
Okay, well, I tell you what. My shows are 2 hours long, and you have 2 hours to put it down so we can let it go. You follow what
okay.
I'm saying? So we're going. So next Tuesday, matter of fact, I need to get you. I'm going to get your. I see your information, so I'm going to be in touch with you. All right. All right.
Okay,
so I'm going to be in touch with you. All right, Zach. All right, next on the line, we have 404-587-85. Go ahead.
Okay, That's Carlotta.
Oh. She's already with us.
Jade is on the line.
Jade, are you here?
Yes, I'm right here. How is everyone doing?
Ooh,
we're good.
Jade, how are you? Yeah, we're doing well.
She's so crazy, don't you? It's a hot mess. I am fabulous, and everyone else is on fabulous as well.
Welcome. Tell us a little bit real quickly about your platform and what made you choose your platform.
Okay, my platform is Fighting and Ending Hunger One Spoon at a Time. And my platform is who I am every day. I feed the homeless and the hungry. It started after Katrina. I came here to Atlanta and saw the need for someone that's a diva with 2 V's to get out here, and if I can feed the homeless and the hungry, I can inspire others to do the same. And I am I'm not a pageant girl, but I am that sort of kind of high maintenance, have to look good. So when I'm feeding the homeless, I do that looking good. So hopefully what I do can inspire others to get out there and do the same.
Your table thing. Jay, your
that's,
table
that's
home.
Another thing. I go into families, as comes with the hungry. I am a diva on a mission. I go to families' homes. I purchase them a dinner table. I cook with the kids, teach the kids etiquette, teach them how to help in the kitchen with, you know, when mom can't do it or dad can't do it. Who's grandparents are really raising a lot of these kids today. So these kids, I teach them the little simple things in the kitchen where if anything happens, they're set. Because I've been cooking since I've been 8, and I want to encourage others, and then teach families about sitting at the table together and just learning each other over a meal, bringing that bond in. That's my ultimate goal, is to bring families to the table.
Wow,
right.
Powerful. Well, you know what, Jada, can I say this to you as well? I mean, you know what, on the next show, next Tuesday, if you want, I mean, I'm always looking for great topics, and yours sounds just as great as the first one with transplants. I can give the first hour to the transplants, and I can absolutely devote an hour to your cause as well if you want to call in and be a part of the show.
Don, I'm going to tell you right now what you're going to want to, what you're going to end up doing, Don, is mm-hmm. your show is two hours. It's going to be five platforms and into 15 minutes apiece because all the ladies' platform is amazing. I promise you that. I've gotten to know
wait,
these ladies.
Wait,
you're going to girl, we got again. 5 months of shows. We can bring all of y'all on and give you all
yeah,
2 hours for your own.
But you know what? And that's exactly. But you know what? And that's exactly where I'm going. And let me tell you something, ladies. I'm very passionate about what you're saying. And I'm going to let you all know that Don EOT and Adams is going to support your platforms, and I want to put it out there. So what I'm saying is if next Tuesday I can get two of you to come along, and then next Friday I can get two of you to come along on that show, and then the following Tuesday, ladies, just let me know, and we'll schedule it right here today.
Well,
we'll schedule it right here today.
We're like the little twins, so that'll be hot to have us back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you say the word, it's done. You say the word, it's done.
It's already done.
Okay, so I'll tell you what.
Is Tracy out there?
I'm here.
Okay, Tracy Johnson. Are we on it for an hour? We just on for an hour tonight, right? Just until
right.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, yeah, so Tracy, we'll let her chime in.
I'm here.
Yes. Tell us about you.
My name is Tracy Johnson, and my platform is Unlimited Possibilities, celebrating individuals with disabilities. And it's pretty much dealing with a lot of people in the community that have disabilities because I feel like, for whatever reason unknown to me, the social stigmatism about people that have disabilities is that they're lazy and they're not capable of doing anything. But having worked with individuals with disabilities since I've been in college, I've learned that they're just as intelligent as we are, and I'm not going to use the word normal because I hate that word normal. Like, I really don't know what normal means. So I think that we need to give those type of individuals a chance to prove themselves and to also bring out activities and things that they can do within the community.
But tell them why you chose that platform.
I chose that platform because I started Fort Valley State University in 2001, and my degree was psychology, and I really wanted to just help people. And in the beginning, I thought that I was going to be geared more toward working with people and their problems, but I feel like people with disabilities get less recognition than other people in the community as far as jobs go, children with disabilities. As a matter of fact, I feel like my platform kind of sort of ties in with the foster care project because there are a lot of children in the foster care system that have disabilities, not just physical disabilities, but emotional disabilities, mental disabilities, and we need to focus more on them so that they can grow up and, you know, realize and understand that there is nothing wrong with them, regardless of what people say. They are capable of doing anything that anybody else can do.
Ooh, powerful, powerful. Can you know something? And I want to jump in and say this to the listeners. I call the listeners family because I'm family with everybody, especially with the ladies on the panel, all my play cousins and sisters. But to make it, you know something, the population that's out there, because I used to be a counselor. Someone mentioned they were a counselor as well. But I call it the hidden population because those are the people that society oftentimes either overlooks, misunderstands, or just simply doesn't make the time for. And in most cases, like you're saying, especially with our foster kids, I have found that, you know what, just a little bit of time, just a little bit of energy goes generations. Believe me when I tell you that.
Yes. Do we have either Ms. Reed or Mrs. Gibson on?
I am here.
That's Ms. Gibson.
Hi, Yolanda. How are you?
Fine. How is everybody?
Good.
That's good. That's good. Well, my name is Yolanda Gibson. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, girlfriend. You train. You go ahead. You know what you're going to do. Go ahead.
I'm just really excited. Well, my name is Yolanda Gibson, and my platform is Black Women and Mental Health. And the reason why I chose this platform is because I was raised in a household with a mentally ill mother. And I felt as if no one gave her the proper help that she needed. And it kind of piggybacks off of what Tracy was just talking about and what Don was saying, is that it's kind of that hidden society where it's like, okay, you just brush up under the rug, or you put them in a hospital, you put them in a dark room and you close the door and no one receives the help. But I feel as if it could get the proper attention. Those children that are emotionally in need of that help will not grow up to be paranoid schizophrenic, or will not have bipolar disease, or it won't be as bad if they can contain it at a younger age. Also, because Black women do have a bad stigmatism in society, you know, they always feel as Black women are less than. I feel like the media portrays that. So the pageant to me is just a platform to get my spirit back in order, actually, is to make me feel beautiful again, to help me to make someone else feel beautiful, and to also just bring awareness to this illness that people don't know much about.
Very, very nice, because it is a big, you know, it's a big platform. I mean, you ladies have such really, really big platforms. I can't wait to dive into these individually. I just can't wait. And was the last contestant on as well?
I don't know if Pandrice can make it. I think she had a conflict, but I don't think she's on.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to let the ladies kind of help hold it down for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Can you let the audience know real quick that Pandrice, he isn't here, but she's doing a monologue in the pageant, and her platform is restoring positive self-image and becoming the real you, finding who you are from inside, and that kind of piggybacks onto the mental health and the disabilities, but it's actually self-esteem problems. She's helping women and children find their inner self. So I just wanted to speak on that part because she's not here. You can go ahead, ladies. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget,
nice. Thank you.
I know. Thank you, Jay. We don't want to forget about Pandrice. But thank you, ladies, for being on, and have fun. I'll try to listen in as I run a few errands. But thank you again, Carla and Don, and we hope to come back and do some more talking with each of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? And I'm, like I said, ladies, and before you go, I'm coordinating my efforts on this end right now as we're all speaking. And I want to line up the shows for all of you. So we will be in touch. So just look for me, starting maybe this Friday, as a matter of fact, if I can get some things moved out of the way this Friday. We'll start those segments and have you ladies on two at a time so that you can really put your information out there about your platforms and your passions.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. Y'all hold it down.
Okay. Right, bye-bye. Yes, sir. This is definitely interesting. So, anyway, so now all you all are all involved in the Miss Black Georgia pageant, correct?
Yes.
Wow. So let me ask you something. Ladies, you can go in any order. But what, and I have to ask, what is the most exciting thing about being a part of this pageant?
Well, we want to go in the order that we started off in.
Okay.
Apologize. Okay. Well, the most exciting part about this for me has been like learning and growing as an African American woman by the assignments that we've been given, you know, to learn more about African American poet women who have, you know, like, blazed trails, you know, down through history and still blazing trails to make a difference in the community, and having to step out of comfort zones and learn, you know, that we all have some type of common ground no matter what our background or our upbringing has been, and we can all relate if we just be willing and courageous enough to walk in our destiny. I mean, meeting, like, the other four contestants, it doesn't feel like a competition anymore. It feels like a sisterhood, and we're having fun, and we're trying to get our voices heard, and that's it. I mean, that's exciting in itself.
Interesting. Wow.
That's
all right, who's next?
I feel part for me is rehearsal, getting together with the ladies, and we're all trying to help each other out. For me, it's like I'm getting a chance is like the best appointment besides my family, because I'm so busy and I look at my appointment book and I'm like, oh great, I get to meet the ladies today. You know, it's coming out into a new world for me because I'm doing so much. It's like I'm finally getting this opportunity to enjoy myself. Being around the ladies is like a payment to me of the hard efforts that I do throughout the week. So to me, it's just the excitement of seeing the ladies and knowing that we're about to have fun. We might flip out, you know, we might not get it right one time, and we're watching each other, and it's just amazing fun. That's what my, you know, the excitement that I get about it, you know, and I'm a class clown, wow. I think. But, you know.
Oh, see, you're going to feel that good with Mr. Don EOT of Adams now.
I love, my heart speaks fun party, so that's who I am.
All right, keep it real, keep it real. Okay, who's next?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, basically what everybody else said. And my husband will tell anybody, I am not the sociable type, and he's always telling me, you need to get out and meet new people because I'm always screaming, I'm bored, I'm bored, I'm bored. And so when I actually started participating in the pageant and I met four beautiful women, and it's funny, though, because with the exception of Carla, everybody lives less than 20 minutes away from me, and I probably would have never run into these girls on a daily basis, but to just know that, you know, I have these four women in my corner regardless of what happened. Mm-hmm. I can truly say that I have met, you know, some real people. I've made, hopefully, lifelong friends.
Yeah, girl. That's it.
Like they said, you know, it doesn't feel like a competition because I was expecting to come in and meet with a bunch of snobs and be like, oh, my goodness, I cannot face her. I can't wait till rehearsal is over. I don't like them. But at the end of the moment, I'm not ready to go home. Can we do this a little while?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, man, that's powerful. That's really powerful. Who's next?
Myself, Yolanda Gibson. I feel the same way. It's just really been a great ride, and I, like everyone else said, feel like I have met the most beautiful women, you know, in my adult life, because it, after college, most of the times you don't meet people who you could consider your friends, because the people you have met in college or when you were in high school, those are the people who you probably would, you know, be your friends no matter what. You could go away 10 years and come back and you will still be friends. But I can truly say that I've met four women, new women, and, you know, in my age group that I consider to be my friends. And I've always told people, because everybody is so into, well, you better win and you better do this, and it doesn't matter to me. I've already won. I've met great people. I've tried something new. I'm on the talk show radio, you know.
Hey. Oh, that's right. Ladies, I want to dedicate something to you all while you're here. You know, I want to play this song. This song is by an artist that we had at our last event here when we honored the celebrity moms, T.P. Payne's mom, Lil Wayne's mom, and Neil's mom. I want to play this to you all because, I mean, really sitting here and listening to you, and I got to be the luckiest man in Georgia right now because I'm on the phone line with. I'm talking to all, you know, I'm just overwhelmed. But we've got about 7 minutes left, but I want to play this song, and then when we come back, ladies, I want to give you all an opportunity to shoot out your final comments, and then we'll take it from there, okay? But I really want you all to listen to this, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Kinda hard to convince somebody that you're really sorry when you done them wrong. You really wanna take back the bad things that you said, but you just never fix it, and you move right on. Though you walk around with your ego standing tall, you're about to take a fall. I'm not one thought. You might have a chance, I would make up for their tears, for all the things I did, yeah, yeah. And tell them I was wrong. If you had a fight with somebody that you love, get it right before they're gone.
Okay, ladies, I just wanted to give you a snippet. Yeah, I wanted to give y'all a snippet of it because we're running short on time anyway, but I wanted to give y'all a snippet of it, and the message in there was this. Y'all are doing a great job, but you know what? Don't always forget this, that it takes two, especially yes. in your circle. So, ladies, yes. with that being said, I want to give y'all an opportunity to take about 15 seconds and give us some final comments, and then I'm going to pass it over to Ronnie. And then, you know, if there's some time left, I'll say something. But I just really wanted to put that on your hearts and minds. And, ladies, I'm looking forward to doing some shows with each one of you, okay? Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, I just want to say this is great. And everybody needs to come May 1st, 6 o'clock, Marietta, Georgia, at the Southern Polytechnic University. Come. It will be a show worth your time. And I just love everybody.
Good deal.
I want to say I was going to do the same thing. Tickets are still on sale right now, $25. We can't say much, but you can go on to www.missblackga.org. Or if you want to ask call up questions, have any of the ladies to come out and see you guys, you can email her at info@missblackga.org. And we are looking forward to seeing your faces in the audience, and we're looking forward to, after May 1st, still being that fabulous five working to save the world.
Good deal. Next.
Pretty much what they said. I mean, win or lose, I'm standing. If I don't win, I'm standing behind somebody that's well worth it, somebody that deserved it, and I do not mind having their back.
Excellent. Wow.
Sweet.
Next.
Okay. Please buy tickets, and if you do buy a ticket, say you got it from your laundry because I need to
sell tickets. Hey, man, hey, man.
We always gotta have one. There's always gotta be.
That ain't right.
You got it from me. But yeah, it's been a great ride. It's been so great. I love every last one of y'all. It's been nice.
All righty.
All
right,
you
who's next?
You guys will see Yolanda on all the reality TV shows, like the $100 from P. Diddy. That's who Yolanda is, so be on the lookout to catch Yolanda on your next TV station.
All righty then. All right, who's next?
That's it.
Okay, Ronnie, go ahead, baby. We got 1 minute left.
I just wanted to say thank you, ladies, for coming on, and I want to say to, you know, my co-host, Dawn, thanks for holding it down with me. And just, you know, ladies, get ready because, you know, I'm already on the tune with Carletta to let her know. I mean, we're going to get these shows scheduled for you guys. And also, real quickly, I just want you guys to know, too, get ready to send me your bios and pictures because we're also going to give each one of you guys, no matter who wins, each one of you guys will have your own spread in our June issue of our online magazine. So, I just have to put that out there for you guys, too. So keep that in mind as well.
Wow. All right, ladies.
Thank
you so much. Okay. So with that being said, ladies, I enjoyed you. I'm the luckiest man in Georgia, and I'm going to play the rest of this tune for you guys. And listen, I look forward to chopping it up with y'all starting Friday with our shows. Okay, ladies? Let's look forward to it. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
Kinda hard to convince somebody that you're really sorry. When you done them wrong, you really wanna take back the bad things that you said. time.